1987, geez, they came, they saw, they released two albums and disappeared forever.
Like everything else.
Yeah, Westfall with Sonic Boom Boy. You also heard Skunk and Nancy with I Can Dream and Chocolate Starfish with April Der Fool. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's 26 past 7, this is 95.5 TFM. Seeing you lot aren't ringing in, then we're going to talk again, aren't we?
Yep,
might as well.
We want some Vegas.
Yeah, go on, give us a... I mean...
Oh, no, hang on. Probably would have finished.
Oh.
There's Disney World on.
Oh, Disney's World on, oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, what should we do first, Tony? We've got to do a flash in the pan, I think.
Something funny.
Something funny? Okay, we'll do this one about the... I got one here about a record smoking attempt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want that one?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we'll do the
just
record.
Just don't try it at home.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. In Bucharest. Now, where's for those of you who are not geographically minded, but Bucharest...
It's just around the corner from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Bucharest is just over there somewhere. Bucharest, I think, is actually the capital of... no, that's Prague I'm thinking of. It's in Hungary, I think.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
It's down there. It's in Europe. It's in Europe, okay? Australia. Bucharest. It's in Europe. It's in Europe somewhere. It's a capital city of one of these places in Europe. Okay. It's somewhere down there.
Yeah.
There was a time where I used to know all the geographical capitals of Europe, and now we're seeing with all the wars and stuff down there,
they've changed
all the borders.
And the walls going down.
Yeah, walls going down and walls going up.
I've got a map on the inside of my head. I just can't see it.
Yeah. I had one tattooed on the palm of my hand, but unfortunately it was the ink dried off. Yeah. But anyway, in Bucharest, a man who smoked not one, not two, not five, but 800 cigarettes in 6 minutes.
In six minutes
in an attempt to get into the Guinness Book of Record has been denied.
Well, I heard they weren't the 16, but I thought they were low tar.
Yeah, I hope they were 2 milligram ones.
How did he fit them in his mouth?
Well, he smoked 800 cigarettes in 6 minutes.
Ew.
Yeah, but he was denied from getting into the Guinness Book of Records. You know why?
Why?
Because the staff at the Guinness Book of Records have since proclaimed that they don't want any idiots going there. They're trying to do something that's going to endanger their lives or their bodies.
After a couple of puffs of 800 smokes, it's a slight heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's probably gone on record for the biggest lung cancer or something like that now, but 800 cigarettes in 6 minutes. And the Guinness Book of Records people said they don't want to know so if you're going to go out there and do silly things like that, folks, like see if you can smoke that many cigarettes in that time. Or another one here was the gluttony records, eating so many meat pies in so many seconds or something like that. They don't want to know you. No eating, no food stuffing records, no cigarette smoking records.
So they're not going to do the
drinking record? No drinking records.
So Bob Hawke's going to keep the record?
Yeah, so Bob Hawke will probably have the record for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any records like, you know, gluttony, beer swigging, stuff like that, it's gone. Guinness Book of Records...
They're becoming politically correct.
They don't want anything to know about it. But things like tree planting is quite all right.
Yeah, but they've stopped that, haven't they? Or they're not?
I don't know. But, so apparently if you want to go out there and get into the Guinness Book of Records, go out and plant 6 million trees in 10 seconds.
That'd be good.
That'll get you in.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't think anyone will break that for a while.
No, absolutely.
So build a nice little machine. I wonder if that'll work.
A tree planting machine.
Or do you have to do it by hand?
I don't know. So there you go, folks. So those of you who are thinking of making a quick buck, actually, strangely enough, during a country music festival about 2, maybe 3 years ago when I was last on here, I actually interviewed a bloke who was going to try and break that record.
For which?
For smoking so many cigarettes.
Yeah,
fitting the most cigarettes in his mouth.
Wasn't him, was it?
No, it wasn't him.
This fella
was a local, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had the honour of interviewing him during one of my shows.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great... If you want to break a record and get in, do something nobody else has done before.
Yeah.
Rocket to space or something.
Yeah, but that is the biggest problem. You see, if you do something that no one's ever done before, they won't have a record for it, so therefore you have to do it twice.
Yeah, but, that's all right.
Yeah, well, there you go, you can do it.
Do it once and put it on video replay.
Yep. Oh, dear.
Well, aren't they changing the football like that now? Putting the video replay in?
Your video. I don't know, actually. I know they've got it for the cricket.
Yeah, but they're looking at doing the same thing for the tries and everything.
Oh,
yeah. There's no more disputes about it.
Well, that could be good.
Yeah, the only thing is it'll slow the game down by about an hour or so.
Oh, not really. Not really. I mean, if they go pretty quickly for the cricket.
They're getting rid of the line judges.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
in the video game. Yeah, and they have to wait judges. Until the green light comes on.
Yeah, the green light, yeah. So is it a try? Is it a try? Is it a try?
And everyone turns
have to wait for the green light. I have to wait for the green light. I have to wait for the green light. And so that.
I mean, someone could be hard.
Well, the Yanks got rid of video replays for American football.
For gridiron.
Yeah, they did.
I can't understand that game.
Yeah.
Grab the ball and run for your life.
Yeah, speaking of American football, the Dallas Cowboys, I think, won it. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-17. After one stage, Dallas were cruising along at 20 points to 3 or something like that,
yeah.
Or 20 to 7, and then Pittsburgh made a very belated comeback and were on the threshold of walking all over Dallas, and then Dallas got an interception and scored.
You use big words I don't understand. Belated.
Belated. Interception.
Oh, okay.
Ire.
Ire, yes. I know interception, but belated and ire.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, this is 95.5 TFN. Give us a call. Come on.
Yes,
otherwise, we're going to be talking all night. I'm quite prepared to talk all night, folks.
We're taking requests on 666-777.
Actually, I'll do a bit of reverse psychology. Don't give us a call. Yeah, don't ring. We don't
ring while we're on air.
Yeah, don't ring while we're on air, okay? Yeah, go on. I mean, Odesia. Go on.
Odesia.
Yeah, Odesia. Anyway,
what have we got?
I'm going to play some new Australian music that I happen to pick up during the week. This is an Australian band called Cranky.
You should get their other one. Show you Don't Become America.
Yeah, this is the band Cranky. So if you wanted to know what Cranky did to follow up Australia Don't Become America, this is it. It's called Three Steps.
Me, like a fly to me, constantly it passes me, it's hard to see. A point to be, but progress is a certainty, it's meant to be for you and me. So step right up when you're pushed back. So it goes three steps forward, two 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 back. See, the worst will mean the end of me. So take it by the scruff, you've had enough of that negativity. Paddle out beyond the break and you will have a chance to break. Get right up if you're wiped out. So it goes three steps forward, two back.